This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Tuesday, May 7th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Oh boy, Denver voters to decide on legalizing magic mushrooms. That's right, voters are deciding today whether Denver will become the first U.S. city to decriminalize the use of the psychedelic substance in magic mushrooms. A citizen-led initiative appearing on ballots follows a path that led to marijuana's legalization in Denver and later in Colorado. Campaign organizers, though, say their only goal is to prevent people from going to jail for possessing or using mushrooms. Here's a look at the effort and the history of the drug. So, what are they? Varieties that contain the drug are often referred to as magic mushrooms. The psychedelic substance, federally illegal since 1968, became more commonly associated with recreational use than medical purposes. Legendary rock bands like the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers Band frequently used images of mushrooms in their logos, t-shirts, and other paraphernalia. The federal government still classifies it as a Schedule 1 drug, defined as having no medical purpose and a high potential for abuse. The decision stymied research into its medical use for decades, but small studies have resumed in recent years. Now, is it safe to use them? Well, medical researchers have found the substance can treat anxiety and depression in cancer patients. Those studies were small and closely supervised, but the preliminary results gave researchers hope that the psychedelic drugs could be used to treat cancer, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder. But researchers warn that it should only be used under medical supervision and can have negative effects, including anxiety and paranoia. Now, why do people use them recreationally? Well, it's among the substances described as psychedelics or hallucinogens. Researchers say that they have been used in religious practices for decades for their effects on users' perceptions and spiritual experiences. Now, the effects also appeal to the recreational users whose 1960s hippie culture continues to dog researchers in funding for medical work on it and other substances. Participants in recent medical studies using it have described seeing vivid colors and geometric patterns and experiencing powerful spiritual connections and emotions. Now, what are the voters being asked? The Denver initiative would effectively decriminalize the use or possession of it by people 21 and older, making it the lowest enforcement priority for local police and prosecutors. The proposed ordinance also prevents city funds from being used for criminal penalties on possession or use and creates a panel of officials to study the effects of the change. It does not legalize it or permit its sale by Denver's cannabis businesses. Who's opposed? Well, the city's mayor and district attorney have publicly opposed the proposal. District Attorney Beth McCann, whose office handles all criminal charges in Denver, has said she appreciates the inclusion of a panel to study the effects of the change, but there's almost no organized opposition to the pro campaign Decriminalize Denver. How often are people prosecuted for it? Well, according to her office, only 11 of more than 9,000 drug cases referred for possible prosecution between 2016 and 2018 involve it. Prosecutors filed charges of possession with intent to manufacture or distribute in 3 of those cases. Now, have there been similar campaigns elsewhere? Well, in California here, an effort to decriminalize the youth possession, growth, sale, and transportation of it failed to qualify for a statewide ballot in 2018. Organizers in Oregon are trying to gather enough support to put a similar initiative onto a statewide vote in 2020. Voters in California, Colorado, and Oregon have all voted in favor of broadly allowing marijuana use in recent years, both for medical and personal use. So, magic mushrooms in the Mile High City. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Look, I'm all for anything that's going to help people feel better. I'm all for adults handling their stuff and being able to experiment with what they want to experiment with. Now, I'm certainly no expert in terms of magic mushrooms or anything of that nature, or going on a bad trip or whatever it might go along with that. But are these people really doing any harm? The answer is probably no. And the idea that we're going to just make these things in the federal government's push, just watch an old Dragnet episode, the push in the 60s to just make everything this Schedule 1 drug, and this drug leads to this drug, which is the worst thing ever. And the bottom line is, what it's done is it's prevented us from really figuring out what could the potential benefits be. Maybe not of the way that magic mushrooms get you high, but maybe there's an offshoot of it that does wondrous things in controlling symptoms in terminal patients. Maybe it someone who's suffering from back pain or something like that, they are able to take a derivative of it and they're able to go about their lives. The wide sweeping criminalization that took place to essentially counter the quote unquote hippie culture in the 60s has really just set us back. It's put us in this position where, quite frankly, now we have an opioid crisis because everything was put in the hands of the drug companies. And yes, there have been tons of wonderful drugs that have brought people relief and given them new leases on life. But at the same time, we've also created an opioid epidemic. There's overprescription of pills. Prescription pills kill a ton of people every year. I don't know. I would vote for this, if only because the only thing it really does is say, hey, let's not waste our time prosecuting people for this, because we've got bigger fish to fry than this. And to try and go ahead and make your reputation on being tough on crime by rounding up someone who's recreationally using something that really doesn't harm them or anybody else, maybe it's not that big a deal. So, if you're in Denver, go to the ballot box, go to the polling place, go and vote, make your voice heard, whatever it might be. It's vote your conscience, vote your mind, just vote, make a decision, make an informed decision, and go forward from there. Maybe it's time we took back control. There's only one way to do it, and that's get out and vote. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so? Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some